ඊළඟට ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්බලම් ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 12ක් කාලයක්
තිබෙනවා. I thank you honorable presiding member. I wish to commence my speech today by making reference to the incidents that took place in Trincomalee last evening and this morning. I think it is relevant to the Ministry of Justice because I want to make it relevant to this ministry. This government, honorable presiding member, came to power on the crying call to get rid of racism. And one of the calls was that the Tamil people and the Muslim population in this country have grievances because of racist policies that were pursued by consecutive governments since independence. That is the position of the NPP and the JVP today. And on that basis, the policy of the government was going to put right those wrongs, to bring about a system change to ensure that that history does not repeat itself from now on. Now, it is in that context, honorable presiding member, I just wish to put the context of this Trincomalee incident properly. The population, honorable presiding member, of Trincomalee in 1827, which is the first census, the Tamil population was 74.52%, the Muslim population was 24.72%, and the Sinhala population was 0.53%. This was in 1827. If you take just before independence, in 1946, the census shows that the Tamil population of Trincomalee was 48.74%, the Muslim population was 39.6%, and the Sinhala population was 9.87%. That increase was due to because the naval command, because of World War II, and the Eastern Command was in Trincomalee, there was a significant Sinhala population that was brought to strengthen the harbour and the naval command there. But if you take the census today, honourable presiding member, the Sinhala population of Trincomalee is 26.97%. So today, when the Tamil people talk in terms of an ethnic conflict, it is because of the deliberate state-sponsored maneuvers that were systematically done over the last 76 years to make the Tamil-speaking people a minority in their own areas of historical habitation. That is the crux of the problem. If you take Trincomalee today, the actions that are happening must be seen in that context. All of these actions are part and parcel of essentially a deliberate policy to ensure that the people who have historically habited that area are put in their place and that they must leave because it's not safe for them, because they have no place there. Because the state will back them and will allow them not back the occupiers and not allow the habitual inhabitants to live peacefully in those areas. This incident is a part of it. We are not opposed to Buddhist temples being built. We are not opposed to Sinhalese Buddhists coming into the northeast and coming and living. I said this the other day in my budget second reading speech. That has never been a problem. But when the state systematically manipulates a situation where the people who have historically habited an area are put at a severe disadvantage and they are in fact disenfranchised, where their identity is being threatened, then that is a cause of conflict. And that is what is happening. Now this particular Vihare, that area, it was already being given to them. And because of the tsunami in 2004, there was a small building there. It got completely wiped out. And as a result, in 2004, that area was relocated to the Sangamitta Vihari in 2004 instead of this area that is in the beach. The 2004 government at that time allocated land next to the Sangamitta Vihari and made this public land so that it can be used for tourism. Then in 2014, under the Mahinda Rajapaksa government, despite the fact that these lands, alternate lands, was allocated because that area was declared a high-risk zone soon after the tsunami, and for nearly, if my information is correct, in Trincomalee, nearly 300 meters, the Coastal Conservation Department has got the authorization not to allow any buildings to be built for 300 meters from the coastline. And because of that, they were given alternate land. But in 2014, the Mahinda Rajapaksa government again allocated land to this Vihari. And that was just kept quiet. Everything was going on smoothly. And then last week, there was a tuck shop that was going to be built. And as a result, the Coast Conservation Department took the Vihara authorities to court, saying that that structure was illegal. And the relevant legal representations wanted 1 week's time until they get it sorted out, until they get the full brief. And in the meantime, this incident has taken place. So this is the background. When there was no ethnic issue there, it was the Coastal Department that went in and took certain steps, legal steps. Then it is made an ethnic issue, and it is made a racist issue, and all hell breaks loose. Now, it is in that backdrop, Honorable Presiding Member, that the Honorable Minister Ananda Vijayapala was approached by several people yesterday. And to his credit yesterday, whatever decisions that were taken was something that was correct. That is what your government came to power for, to stand by the law and to ensure that there is no racism, that there should not be any racism. But you backtracked. And today that same minister shamefully comes to this house and lies and says that it was, that decision was taken yesterday purely to protect that statue. Now, Honorable Presiding Member, where the Ministry of Justice comes in here is this ministry has the responsibility to ensure that racist acts of the past are done away with, that racist mistakes of the past that led to tensions that were deliberately done soon after the war to exacerbate situations, to ensure that colonization projects can take place at a pace, those steps must be reversed. That is where the Ministry of Justice must come in. You are, at the end of the day, the ministry that must prevail if justice is to prevail. And your steps must not be to give in to pressure. Because that pressure is coming from a significant minority in today's context. If you are to take your mandate seriously, that racist attitude was defeated promptly. 159 members got elected for y'all on the basis that y'all won't act the same way that they do. But today what you have done is that you have capitulated. No, instead what you must do is you must go to the Sinhala people. The Sinhala people didn't oppose it yesterday when those actions were taken. Who opposed it? Goons from the outer skirts of Trincomalee district were brought in. One of our members of parliament were assaulted by those very same goons. There are cases against those people. They were the ones who were brought in to create mayhem. The ordinary general Sinhala public did not oppose it, because they voted for you. They voted for the honorable Tamil member who represents your party from Trincomalee. So it is your duty not to reverse and capitulate. On the contrary, what you must do is you must go to the people and tell them the truth. You must explain to them what is right. You must explain to them that what an injustice that has been done. Instead of that, you have completely betrayed. You have completely betrayed those Tamils and non-Sinhala voters who trusted you and who had voted for you. That is what you have done, Honourable Presiding, Presiding Member. So this must change. Finally, I wish to state the office of the Special Office for Public Prosecutions was something even in the last debate we welcomed. I welcomed it. I welcomed it because there is an inherent conflict of interest which cannot be allowed to continue. These are international standards that we are talking of. This is not to try and make out that the honourable lawyers of the Attorney General's Department are inherently biased. The system is faulty. And justice must not only be done, it must be seen to be done. Means that you can't have a department that defends the government of the day to also prosecute against the government. Well, that's the basic rule. However, Honourable Presiding Member, this government has tried to make the Special Prosecutor's Office as the for the heinous crimes that this that the Sri Lankan military is accused of, that the Sri Lankan state is accused of during the war. Those are two different things, Honourable Presiding Member. Please be very clear. The Tamil people will support the creation and the Tamil parties will support the creation of a public prosecutor's office. Because that must happen. That must happen regardless of the heinous crimes that took place. Because if Sri Lanka is to have a credible system, that office is fundamental. But if the government, as it has tried to show in Geneva, tries to make out that such an office can in fact deal with the war-related heinous crimes of genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes, then that is a big, big mistake because that will never be accepted. That will never be accepted. And it is for that reason, Honourable Presiding Member, that when the ITK are calling for a division today under the Ministry of Justice, we will be supporting their call to vote against this ministry because this ministry and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has on the question of the heinous crimes that were committed during the war has systematically tried to ensure that the victims not get justice the same way all previous governments have behaved. If you are not going to follow their footsteps, then you surely can't be standing for the same principles and for the same actions that they have been pursuing. So for that simple reason, we'll be voting against this ministry. Thank you.
Istuti Garu Mantrithumani. Meelangatta Garu... Garu Adhikaramithuma.
Oh. ත්‍රිකුණාමලයේ සිද්ධිය සම්බන්ධයෙන් ගරු ගජේන්ද්‍ර කුමාර් පොන්නම්මල මැතිතුමා දක්වලා අදහස් වලට මා සවන් දුන්නා. ඒ සම්බන්ධයෙන් නීතිය ක්‍රියාත්මක වෙනවා. කිසිම ආකාරයකින් අපේ රටේ දෙමළ පුද්ගලයන්ට මුස්ලිම් පුද්ගලයන්ට කියලා වෙනම නීතියක් නැහැ. හාමුදුරුවන්ට කියලා වෙනම නීතියක් නැහැ. හැමෝම එක නීති රටක්. At the same time I will call for everyone to understand whether you are in the north, east or south, you are a Sri Lankan and you are safe with our government. We will not allow racism to raise its ugly head, not at any point. So firstly, I must say that. Secondly, the Director of Public Prosecution is an office you are going to establish. So thank you for agreeing with that mechanism. But how you try to equate the war crimes and the DPP, I do not understand. We'll discuss it later perhaps. The DPP will prosecute every crime in this country. Everything else, I think, I did not know the equation. So, finally, I want to say the people in this country as citizens, no matter what your race, wherever you live, you are safe under our government. We will not discriminate.
Istuti Karumadiduma.
There is no equation, Honorable Minister, but the government's position in Geneva was that the Office of Public Prosecutions that you all hope to establish is the swing corner for all the faults with regards to accountability. Our position is that as far as all the crimes that were committed during the war, it is only an international investigation that will get to the bottom of it. Anything short of that will not give justice. That is the fact, because the state was a party to the war, and you can't have that same state investigating itself.
Istuti.